Hey everyone, welcome back to Guns and Gadgets, the premier source for Second Amendment news. And this is going to be an interesting one. This should be aggravating to the nation. And for this one, we're heading back to New Jersey into the war zone of that state when it comes to the Second Amendment and the Constitution. That's right, the state with some of the worst gun laws in the nation is now going after a Texas-based company for daring to sell, wait for it, bump stocks. The same bump stocks that the U.S. Supreme Court said were protected by the Second Amendment back in June of 2024 in the case called Cargill versus Garland. Now let's break this down, because once again, the anti-gunners in New Jersey are trying to flex their unconstitutional muscles and expand their reach way beyond the borders of the state and beyond their constitutional authority. Before we dive in, I want to give a big shout out to Blackout Coffee, the sponsor for today's video. We are unapologetically to a friendly and we're American owned, some of the best roasted coffee in the nation. If you are buying some coffee from a supermarket, it's been on the shelves for Lord knows how long, and every day it sits there, it's wasting away freshness and flavor, and we roast ours within 2 to 3 days of sending it to you. And check out our subscriptions. Like right now, I am trying our bourbon peach cobbler. It's phenomenal, and you can only get this on our flavor of the month subscriptions. Check them out. And if you want to support our rights and stay caffeinated in the fight, head over to blackoutcoffee.com/GNG. Use code GNG10 to save 10% on your order. And don't forget, if you buy the GOA, SAF, or FPC roasts, we send $2 for every item ordered right back to them to sue the government. So here's what's going on. New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Plotkin, a dweeb who made his name by suing anything gun-related, he's back at it again. For instance, he sued a gun shop recently for having the balls to sell 1,000 rounds of 5.56 ammo to a person for cash without an ID. Because you know what? Freedom. Well, that same communist AG is now going after RW Arms, a Texas retailer, and accusing them of violating New Jersey's state ban on bump stocks. Yeah. Again, the same items that the United States Supreme Court said were protected by the Second Amendment. Now, here's the kicker. RW Arms is based in Texas. They don't operate in New Jersey. And allegedly, they sold these items through their online store to residents of the Garden State. Now, Plotkin, the AG, claims this violates New Jersey's Consumer Fraud Act and, of course, their state ban on bump stocks. States banning something that is not only legal on a national level, but protected by the Bill of Rights and verified as such by the highest court in the land. You have to ask yourselves why the citizens of these states don't do something more about it, right? By the consent of the governed. If you don't know that phrase, you need to read the founding documents. Now, according to Plotkin, the company sold at least 9 bump stocks to New Jersey residents after the state's 2018 ban. He's also claiming that RW Arms didn't properly notify customers that these items were banned in New Jersey. Here's a quote from Plotkin's statement. Quote, companies cannot violate our consumer protection laws and our firearm safety laws and get away with it. We will hold companies accountable when they put profits over public safety. End quote. Yeah, let's pause right there, because Plotkin's idea of public safety is to strip law-abiding citizens of their constitutional rights, all while New Jersey's crime continues to surge. And as for that profit over safety line, that's rich coming from a state that's happy to fleece gun owners for every permit and background check under the sun. Now, RW Arms is a Fort Worth-based company that's been in the firearms accessories business for years. They've gained notoriety after picking up the remaining inventory of bump stocks when ATF forced Slide Fire Solutions to shut down back in 2018. Now, since then, RW Arms has largely operated within the bounds of the federal law. And let's be clear, bump stocks are legal federally. Now, while the ATF and Trump and Biden's administration tried to treat them like machine guns, that interpretation has faced serious legal challenges, including one case that made it all the way to the Supreme Court, like I mentioned, Cargill versus Garland. Thank you, Michael Cargill. Now, let's not sugarcoat this. New Jersey's lawsuit is a direct assault on federalism, interstate commerce, the Second Amendment, freedom, individual liberty, and anything else you can come up with that has to do with this country's ability to be free. This is a state trying to apply its own laws to a business in another state just because a few of their residents placed online orders. If that sounds like dangerous precedent, that's because it is. If we allow companies in different states to sue businesses that are operating within their parameters of their state and the federal law, it's a dangerous precedent. And it's an attempt to sue companies out of business. And it's been going on for years. And if New Jersey can sue a Texas company for something that's legal in Texas and legal in the United States for that matter, what's to stop California from suing our favorite ammo company in Florida? Or Illinois going after suppressor companies in Arizona? These are rogue states trying to criminalize behavior outside of their jurisdiction just because it doesn't align with their gun control agenda. Let's call it for what it is. It's political theater and nothing else. Plotkin's up for re-election and trying to bolster his anti-gun credentials. He's made it his mission to target us, the law-abiding gun owners, or gun stores, and gun-related companies using every lawfare tactic in the book. And remember, this isn't just his first rodeo. New Jersey has been, they've already passed laws trying to let residents sue out-of-state gun dealers if a gun is used in a crime and can be tracked back to them as the original purchaser. They're actively weaponizing the court system to punish gun culture across this country. And that is why it's vital that we stay informed, stay engaged, and don't let these attacks go unanswered. Make sure you support pro-2A legal groups actually fighting back in the courts against laws that are already passed. If you're in a blue state, get vocal. If you're in a red state, don't get comfortable. Today it's RW Arms. Tomorrow could be your favorite dealer or even you. And don't forget to like, comment, and share this video, especially with folks who think online firearm sales are safe from blue state overreach. That illusion's gone. So subscribe to this channel if you haven't already. Over 40% of the folks that watch this channel for the news on a daily basis are not subscribed. It truly helps the channel here on YouTube, and it's free. Now, we are closing in on 800,000 Patriots strong, and your support helps fight back against anti-gun narratives. Now, thank you for watching Guns and Gadgets, where I try to bring you the news the mainstream media won't touch every single day. I'll see you on the next one. And until then, stay safe, stay ready, and of course, stay free. Take care, America.